With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Thanks for joining us. You're on with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR. Tandem HR is your solutions center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or you can call them 630-468-9298. You could also email them simplify@tandemhr.com. This show is all about business. It's all about jobs. It's all about your stories, your experiences in entrepreneurship. And stories, we've got a lot of stories for you. In fact, this week we're going to be talking with Elliot Richardson from the Small Business Advocacy Council. We're going to be talking with Paul Miller from the Pauley Group. We're going to be talking a lot about the business environment for success and politics. We talk some politics as it relates to business, and we've got a lot of those stories for you. But let me tell you, let me start this show. This is the first of hopefully a conversation that I hope to have with you entrepreneurs, with you business owners, with you people in transition. I want to share those stories with you, but it's a conversation. And you know what? I've been busy these past few years. I've been networking. I've been getting out there talking with a lot of people. And about 7 years ago, I joined my family business. I've been in accounting and a number of other business ventures throughout the past few years. I'll share with you some of those stories. But as I started networking, everybody told me that you need to get out there and you need to meet people. And they said networking groups. Networking groups, that's the way to do it. So I joined a few chambers of commerce. When I started, I asked a few people that I knew. I asked the older generation. They told me networking was telephone wiring. I asked the younger generation. They told me networking was social media. But what I've discovered is that it's conversations. It's meeting people. So I joined a number of networking groups. I joined a number of chambers of commerce. And I started getting out there and meeting people. And as I did that, I realized that so many of the people that I had met with needed to meet each other. A realtor needs a photographer needs a lawyer, and a lawyer needs an accountant. It was just a matter of connecting the dots. It was just a matter of bringing people together. And bringing people together, that's what we do here on Get Down to Business. So I decided to put together a little lunch event at a restaurant in Skokie. Some of you might be familiar with it. It's called Slice of Life Restaurant on Dempster Street. And I'm a big fan of Dempster Street. Live right off of Dempster Street. Work right off of Dempster Street. And I put together this lunch because I wanted to introduce some people to each other. I wanted to make some networking happen. And when I thought 20 people would come, actually 75 people showed up that day at that lunch. I was totally blown away. But what blew me away even more was the next day I walked into a Starbucks, something I do a lot of, and I walked into the Starbucks also in Skokie, also on Dempster Street, and I saw five meetings going on from the day prior. Five meetings of people that had come to that lunch event, people that wanted to follow up, and people that wanted to continue the conversation. And I knew that we hit on something big, that regardless of politics, regardless of religion, the one thing that everybody shares is the need to put food on the table. And from that point, I knew there was no turning back. I knew that we're onto something really, really big, and I needed to keep going. And I started putting on many events, many programs, and it's all about jobs. It's all about business. It's all about entrepreneurship. So let me tell you a funny story. So as I've been out there meeting a lot of people and pretty involved in the world of small business and entrepreneurship and economic development, I've had a number of interesting invitations and opportunities. I've spoken in a number of settings, but probably the coolest thing that I've ever gotten is I was invited to the White House. I was invited to, you know, the Capitol. And the first time I was flabbergasted. The funny thing is that I've now been to the White House several times in the past few years. And on my most recent invitation, the invitation came in the mail and it said, it's an invitation for a conversation with the administration about social innovation in faith-based communities. And I don't know about you, I honestly didn't know what that meant. But as I've told many of my friends, I figured these days with Wi-Fi on flights, I can do a little bit of research. I'll figure out what that is. I'll figure out what social innovation and faith-based communities actually means. And by the time I get to the White House, I'll be an expert. So sure enough, that's what I did. Nothing a little bit of Wikipedia can't help with. Did a little bit of research, and I became an expert, got to the White House, and I met some of the most amazing people. I met people from across the country, from Seattle, Washington, from Los Angeles, California, from New York City, of course, from Chicago, from Miami, from all areas of this country, all people that are making a difference in their communities, people that are coming up with ideas, that are making changes, that are coming up with ideas, whether it's networking like me, whether it's issues related to hunger, or so many other important causes. And I met some of those people at the White House. And after a few hours of conversations and meetings, and we met with, I believe at that point, we met with Valerie Jarrett, senior advisor to the president. Such an amazing, amazing experience. And I set a rule for myself a while ago that when you get an invitation from the White House, it doesn't matter who the occupant of the office, whether you agree with them or not, you accept that invitation. So I'm there for this meeting at the White House on social innovation and faith-based communities. And after a few hours of conversations and meetings and inspiration, because it really is inspirational, duty calls. And I had to go to the restroom. So I walk out of the meeting room in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. We were having this discussion, and I went down the hallway. It's a very cool feeling when you actually get to know the layout of the White House and you know where the nearest restroom is going to be. So I feel honored and flattered that that I'm able to have that familiarity. So I walk out of the room and mentally I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to walk down the hall and I'm going to go there and I'm going to turn right and I'm going to turn left. And you know what? I'll do my business and I'll come back to the meeting. And as I'm walking down the hall, I see a familiar face. I see my friend Joshua Dubois. Joshua is the former, at the time, he was the director of the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. And he was my key connection at the White House. He was the one that always, if I needed to reach somebody at the White House, he's the one that I would call. And he's a senior advisor to the president, great guy. And I see him and he says, Shalom, he shouts down the hall. And he says, I want to introduce you to someone. So I'm sort of making my way down the hall, trying to get over to the restroom. I figured, hey, this is convenient. Joshua wants to talk to me, wants to introduce me to someone. And it's on the way to the restroom. So I'm walking down the hall and I see Joshua. And as I turn the hall, I see who he's standing with. And you will never believe this. It's the president of the United States of America. It's Barack Obama. And as I said, you know, there are things that you agree, things that you disagree with the president, with any elected official. But, you know, it's the president of the United States of America. And I'm standing there in the White House, and there's Joshua. And Joshua turns to the president, and he says, Mr. President, I want to introduce you to someone. It's my friend Shalom Klein, and he's someone that we would never consider. I'll never forget these words. He said, we would never consider doing anything in the business community or the Jewish community without. And the president gave me one of those, you know, the handshakes that never end. The hand goes up, the hand goes down, up, down. And it seems like it's going on forever. In reality, it was only about a minute or two. But the president keeps shaking my hand and he says, Shalom, exactly as they do on Saturday Night Live. You know, on Saturday Night Live, they say with all that drama and that slow, Shalom. And so the president turns to me and he says it exactly like that. I want you to make me a promise. And I said, with just a drop of chutzpah, with a drop of, I guess, audacity, I said, depends what. And he said, no, this one's going to be an easy one for you. This is something that you're going to have an easy time taking care of for me. And so he said, I want you to make me a promise that you're going to continue helping people find jobs, and you're going to continue helping businesses grow, and you're going to come back here to the White House to inspire folks like Joshua and myself. And of course, I said, you betcha. Is that an invitation to come back? He said, of course. And, you know, friends, that's a promise that I made when I visited the White House. And it's probably one of the most inspiring, one of the greatest honors of a lifetime, one of the greatest promises that I've made. And it's a promise that I intend to keep. And throughout this show, throughout Get Down to Business, we're going to be talking a lot about the stories that make up success in business, the entrepreneurs that are making a difference in their communities. We're going to be talking about jobs. We're going to be talking about the job trends. We're going to be sharing advice for those of you that might be out there, might be seeking your next opportunity. Because face it, everybody knows somebody that's out of work, and there's no one solution for everybody. So I'm Shalom Klein. I'm your host. You're on with Get Down to Business, and we've got some great guests coming up after the break. We've got Elliot Richardson. We've got Paulie Miller. We've got some great tips that we're going to be sharing with you. You can find out more information about me. You can find out more information about the events that I put on. And of course, you can download podcasts from this show at my website at shalomklein.com. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions. 1 hour may save your life savings. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com. And again, after the break, we've got a lot of stories for you. We've got a lot of advice for you. It's all about business on this show. It's all about jobs. It's all about entrepreneurship. And those are the stories that we want to share with you. Join us.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic, the Eaton's 19 minutes into Montrose. The outbound a little slow. It's going to take about 22 minutes out to Lake Cook. On the Kennedy, it's going to be a 31-minute trip to downtown inbound. And the outbound direction, a little snug. It's going to be 30 minutes out to the airport. The express lane's a little tight also between California and Montrose. On the Eisenhower inbound, 35 minutes to the post office. Outbound, 45 minutes to Thorne. The Stevenson a little slow, inbound 35 to Lakeshore Drive and 46 minutes to I-355 in the outbound direction. Chicago 75 degrees and cloudy. Tonight going down to about 54. Tomorrow 69 degrees with some possible PM rain showers. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
The routine. Stumble out of bed. Teeth. Shower. Shave.
Ouch.
Hair.
Sexy.
Coffee.
More coffee.
Breakfast.
Potato chips? Really?
Whatever.
Information. News. Weather. Traffic. To start your day.
Here, just have a yogurt and a banana. Come on now.
Make AM 560 The Answer part of your morning routine.
Potato chips. My gosh.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
How do you supercharge kids like me for learning? By providing physical activity plus the right foods. That's why Healthy CPS offers daily physical education and nutritious foods for all grades. You know, healthy students who are active and eat right learn better. Learn more. Visit cps.edu/healthyCPS.
Sponsored by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Chicago Public Schools.
Welcome back. Just before the break, we talked a little bit about how networking, you know, really makes a difference. I told you a little bit about what we're going to be doing here on Get Down to Business and shared with you a little story from the White House. And that was, again, just a tremendous opportunity, the honor of a lifetime. And, you know, speaking about the White House, you know, the White House, our governor, our elected officials make such a they have such an impact. They have the ability to do so much good, or of course, God forbid the opposite, to have so much harm on our business community, to help people find jobs. And really, there's nobody better to talk with us about this than Paul Miller. Paul is with the Pauley Group. He is a political consultant. He's been working with many candidates, with many elected officials on these issues. You can find him all over online. There's many articles that he's written on the subject. And it's great to have Pauley here with us. Pauley, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great, buddy. Congratulations on the show.
Thanks so much. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about the recent primary. Obviously, we nominated Bruce Rauner as the Republican nominee and Pat Quinn almost unopposed on the Democratic ticket. And it's going to be an interesting election. It's going to be fascinating. And I know small business and jobs is going to be having a very prominent role in the election. What do you think? What are the big issues going to be as we approach the November general election?
Well, just, you know, every election they always talk about how it's really about economics. It's economics. It's about finances and money. This year, not only is it not any different, but it's truly going to be the focus of the race. Obviously, both gubernatorial candidates and both political parties are going to be offering different perspectives of how to improve the state. But the bottom line, obviously, is Illinois is unfortunately last in pretty much every economic category out there, and we're first in all the negative economic categories like pension deficit and so forth. We continue to be have a much higher unemployment rate than the rest of the nation. We also have a populace that is basically leaving the state in droves, which means there's less taxpayers, and there's also less some businesses that are coming here. So these are going to be the issues, because ultimately people need jobs. They need opportunity. Right now, Illinois is not offering them that.
That's right, and I think it is going to be a major issue, and I know that both candidates are talking about a number of different ideas, obviously worlds apart in terms of the approach, the conservative and perhaps the more progressive approach, and it should be an interesting race to watch. Bruce Rauner, how much has he poured into this race already? Obviously he has the money and he has a lot of business experience. I mean, are we talking the tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, Pauley?
Well, we're not going that far, but, I mean, of his own money, and I don't know the exact stats, I know in the primary he's probably, I believe, had to put in about either $500,000 or $750,000 of his own money. But to his credit, he was able to fundraise and outraise his opponents even with without his own finances. I want to say the margin was probably close to 4 or 5 to 1 compared to all his opponents combined. And, you know, there's those who want to believe, oh, you know what, you can win without money. Elections, you know, good or bad, money plays a huge role. And the only way that even Mr. Rauner had any competition was when unions started pouring millions and millions into State Senator Kirk Dillard, that there was any competition at all. So he's obviously putting a lot of his own money in. He'll have money. Pat Quinn's going to have money. Pat Quinn obviously will have the overwhelming support of unions, as well as obviously the, you know, whether you want to still call it the Democratic machine or not, he'll have that support and he'll have that fundraising base. So money, as far as the candidates are concerned, is not going to be an issue.
There's going to be a lot of money going in a lot of directions.
Yes.
And to our listeners, I just want to remind everybody, stay abreast of the race. You know, follow all the races, and we're going to continue talking with Pauley in just a moment about some of the other issues that are going on in the legislative arena. But you know, stay current. If you're a business owner, elected officials have the ability to make such a difference in your business's success. Unemployment, obviously, what I've been seeing, and I work with a lot of people in transition. Unemployment, I'm hearing, you know, from slightly fewer people that are seeking employment ever so slightly. There is a tiny drop of an improvement, but the needs are still there. And, you know, unemployment's a big issue right now on the federal side. There's a big debate about the extension of unemployment benefits, about minimum wage. Pauley, have you been following those discussions in Congress?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Obviously, you know, there's a huge, there's basically, you know, whether you want to call it part of the class warfare or not, you know, that's obviously for your viewers to decide. But in Congress, and well, actually in the Illinois State Legislature, the minimum wage is a big conversation right now. It's something that Democrats seem to adamantly support and Republicans seem to adamantly be against. Real shocker there. But from a federal and a local level, this is a big issue. It's the idea of whether or not, you know, the minimum wage is something that is you know, should be a wage that people can live on and raise a family, or what is it should be a wage that where, which is really what it was intended for originally, was where basically, you know, high school kids, college kids, entry-level positions, you know, people didn't get, you know, drastically underpaid. They didn't get used. It was more like a safety net in that regard. Now the debate is that should you be able to basically raise your family on the minimum wage? And Republicans and Democrats have a different opinion. Obviously, the big argument is, at least from the Republican side, is that if you raise the minimum wage, you're going to hurt small business, and you're going to actually cause more harm than good because you're going to stunt job growth as well as, you know, deter new businesses from opening and possibly even the idea of sending jobs, more jobs overseas. Democrats don't believe that's going to happen, and they tend to believe that this is how you're going to help the economy by giving more people more money to spend, as well as lift the lower or the people in poverty maybe to a higher level.
And once again, for those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein, and we're talking with Paul Miller from the Pauley Group about some of the issues that are being discussed on both the state and the federal side regarding issues that about small business and jobs. And after the break, you're going to be hearing from Elliot Richardson, the CEO of the Small Business Advocacy Council, a group that's really advocating and lobbying on a number of issues to help create a stronger small business climate. And that's what this show is all about. Paul, what else are do you think are going to come up? Obviously, it's an election year. Obviously, both parties have a lot at stake over here. The Republicans have a real shot at taking the United States Senate. What are some of the other issues that you expect to come up?
Well, from a federal level, I think, obviously, you know, since it's a non-presidential year, you're still going to be dealing, obviously, with the effects of Obamacare. You still have members of Congress and from the Senate on the Democratic side who are running away from the issue. They believe, especially in areas that Mitt Romney had done well, yet are in Democratic hands, Obamacare is basically taboo. It's, you know, believed by the populace there to be a failed policy. You have people like Senator Mary Landrieu in Louisiana who is just running away from it, fearing that she's going to lose her seat. There's probably about 12 Democrats, I think was the last number that I saw, that would be definitely in jeopardy in the U.S. Senate, and Obamacare is going to be a big part of the issue. On the other hand, Democrats, I think, are going to be running on things such as economic equality, raising the minimum wage. They're going to be pushing for policies that they believe will be able to draw out their base, will be able to draw out the lower class, you know, economic folks to make sure they get to the polls. And these are individuals who tend not to vote in non-presidential years. So they're looking at those, really what I refer to as wedge issues, to get them actually to the polls. Republicans are going to run on the fact that the economy has not really recovered. While unemployment has gone down, unemployment has gone down simply because there's less people in the workforce. We actually have the smallest workforce we've had in, I believe it's 35 years.
Paul, we've got just under a minute left.
Okay.
This is really helpful. In a few seconds, can you tell us what's the best way for people to really make their voice heard on some of these issues if they have an opinion?
If you have an opinion, I think you need to write letters to the editor, but you need to contact your representatives. Contact your representatives, tell them how you feel, and vote. And don't be one of these people that just votes for a letter. Don't vote for the D or vote for the R because that's how you were brought up or that's how you've always done it. Get to know the candidates, get to know your elected officials, and then communicate with their offices, show them where you're happy and where you're unhappy.
There we go. Paul, thanks so much for that helpful information. Paul, his website's at polygroup.com. Check it out. Thanks, Paulie, for joining us.
Thank you, Shalom.
As a radio station, we've always been in this box here, or stuck in a dashboard, or on a countertop somewhere. But this much information cannot be contained by a box. With the AM560 mobile app, now we're everywhere. News, traffic, weather, and a lot of guys with opinions too big to fit in a little box. We've broken free of the box. You should try it too. Get the AM560 mobile app at 560theanswer.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. Ukraine disputing a Russian claim that nationalists attacked a checkpoint manned by pro-Russian separatists. Three people killed in the firefight that ensued.
The Ukrainians, of course, claim that these pro-Russian separatists are being controlled by Moscow through intelligence agents and members of the Russian special forces that are on the ground here inside of eastern Ukraine.
Fox's Leland Vittert. The SpaceX company's Dragon cargo ship has docked with the International Space Station.
Dragon, packed with more than 2 tons of supplies, including food and various scientific experiments, like a space garden and a smartphone-powered satellite. On Wednesday, the two Americans on board the station are scheduled to take a spacewalk to replace a dead computer.
Fox News Radio's Pat O'Neill. 59 bodies have been recovered from that sunken ferry off the coast of South Korea. About 240 people remain unaccounted for. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyas. Taking a look at traffic, the Eaton's inbound, no delays. The outbound, a little slow traffic outbound from 2E to Gulf Road, 22 minutes to Lake Cook Road. The Jane Addams Tollway, a little slow going. Eastbound from Bussey Road to River Road Toll Plaza, it's going to take about 37 minutes out to downtown. And the outbound direction is a 44-minute trip out to the airport. If you're in the express lanes, those are moving a little tight. That's between Diversey and Montrose. The Eisenhower inbound, 34 to the post office, 50 minutes out to Thorndale in the outbound direction. And if you're on the Stevenson inbound, it's free and clear. No major delays there. The outbound a little tight, 53 minutes to I-355. Chicago 76 and cloudy tonight, 54. Tomorrow, 69 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
The Hurricane, the cane that stands alone. You've seen it on TV. You've read about it in the papers. It's the internet's biggest selling cane. And now you can get radio's biggest deal ever for the Hurricane Freedom Edition. Because for a limited time, we're releasing it at $30 off. To take advantage of this special offer, call 1-800-400-9409. The Freedom Edition Hurricane is 20% lighter, 40% stronger, and 100% made in America. Like the original Hurricane, the Freedom Edition's pivoting base mimics the human ankle, instantly adapting to any terrain with unparalleled balance and stability. The Hurricane even bends like a knee, so you can fold it in seconds or flip it out instantly. Offering more comfort, convenience, and performance, it's no wonder the Freedom Edition Hurricane is now the number one cane in America. Right now, get the full standalone package plus free shipping. You're completely covered by our 60-day money-back guarantee. With $30 off, it's radio's biggest deal on hurricanes ever. Call 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Hi, the Laz Brothers here from the Laz Word with me, Tom.
And me, little brother Dave.
The Laz Word gives new meaning to late-night talk in Chicago. We do a mix of politics, law, and the comedy of life.
With so much to talk about in Chicago right now, we definitely have plenty of fodder. Join us each week on The Last Word for fun and adventure, featuring your favorite politicians, newsmakers, and many more.
Listen to us each Sunday night at midnight right here on AM 560.
The Last Word with Tom and Dave.
And we're back with Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You can download the podcasts of this show and every show. We're on every week, Sunday, 6 p.m. And actually, during the week, you can listen to the Business Minute of the Day at about 7:30 a.m. on the Big John and Amy Show. Check that out on my website, shalomklein.com. You can find out about lots of events, lots of information about business and jobs. And there's nobody better to sort of update us on what's going on and a guy that's really making a difference in the small business community than Elliot Richardson. Elliot is the CEO of the Small Business Advocacy Council. I consider myself to be a close partner with the SBAC. We've partnered together on so many things. Elliot, what are you guys working on? You guys are all over the place.
Well, Shalom, thanks so much for having me on the show. Truly appreciate it, and thank you for all the support you give the SBAC. Right now, our one of the big things we're working on, you know, we're an advocacy group that's laser-focused on leveling the playing field for the small business community. And our big legislative push right now in Springfield is lowering LLC fees. We've been working on this for about 2 years. Illinois LLC fees are the highest in the nation, and three times higher than corporate fees in Illinois. So we drafted legislation. We brought together a bipartisan group of folks trying to push bringing these fees down and making the environment better for the small business community. And we think that we have a path to victory. The present bill on the table would lower LLC filing fees, the actual fees for filing, from $500, the highest in the nation, to $39, the lowest in the nation. And, with billions of dollars in the Illinois General Fund, this would not be a huge expenditure all in, and it would really do a whole lot to signal to the small business community that the Illinois legislators understand that small business is important.
Thanks, Elliot, for everything that that the SBAC is doing. Just before the break, our listeners heard from Paul Miller, who is really discussed some of the issues that are likely going to come up in the upcoming election. And as we were saying, our elected officials really have the ability to really make it or break it for our business community. And, you know, Elliot, didn't the governor give this issue, this LLC issue, a bit of attention recently?
Yeah, the governor adopted this. He sort of took our legislation, which would lower all fees across the board for LLCs, and focused on the LLC filing fee. And we were very thankful for the governor that the governor took this on. And we're, you know, like I said, this is something that has bipartisan support. Now, you know, this passed out of the Senate unanimously, not unanimously, without opposition. There were a couple people that weren't there to vote. But, Shalom, it's not going to be a slam dunk getting this out of the House. And we already have indications that folks are planning on playing politics with this and trying to use it as a negotiating tool. And, you know, to your listeners, what I have to say is don't do it to our politicians. We're going to run this right down the center of the field. It's something everybody should agree on. We want to see a clean bill passed out of the House and voted on to lower LLC fees.
That's right. And the Secretary of State, Jesse White, I believe, has jumped in with his support of this. It really is a common sense no-brainer to make it easier on business. When you make it easier on business, the entire economy has helped. Small businesses aren't we the largest driver, the largest employer in the state, Elliot?
Well, we are, and you know, the reason we started the SBAC, frankly, or one of the main reasons, is we hear a lot of lip service about small business being the backbone of the economy, Shalom, and you know this, and we don't always see our elected officials and our regulators act like it. And, you know, small business is not a partisan thing. You know, our group has 900 businesses in it, and I'm telling you, many are Republicans, many are Democrats. Many just want a level playing field for the small business community. So, yeah, we are the drivers, and with all these extremely large tax breaks that go to very large corporations, the government has to be there to not stand in the way of small business and to help the small business community, and that's what we're looking for them to do.
That's right. And a little plug. So in Jewish B2B Networking and the Small Business Advocacy Council partner every year on an advocacy trip. We just actually went together to Springfield, had a long meeting with the governor, had many conversations with the legislators about this very issue, about the LLC bill. But we are actually going back out to Washington, D.C. for our third trip to lobby and advocate on small business issues with our federal elected officials. And that's May 7th and May 8th. And again, all that information's at shalomkline.com. But Elliot, what are we have just over a minute left. What are some of the other big issues that the SBAC is working on?
Health insurance has been a huge issue. From the time we started the SBAC, you know, small business owners have talked about the fact that their health insurance rates go up 20-30% every year. We fought hard. You were part of it to bring a health insurance cooperative to Illinois, a health insurance company owned by small businesses, operated by our advocates, where small business owners can sit on the board of the company. And that's Land of Lincoln Health. That co-op is active. We're trying to get that out and raise awareness with respect to that. The Marketplace Fairness Act is something we're really working on right now, you know, leveling the playing field for brick-and-mortar stores who have to pay sales tax. And, you know, what we do, our general MO is we bring together lots of other business groups. We get the politics out of it. We run the ball down the center of the field.
That's right. And organizations like the SBAC is one of those organizations that are really making a difference. But the SBAC, Jewish B2B Networking, we need more partners. We need people to step up, to speak up on the issues that matter. Elliot, what's the SBAC's website?
SBACIL.org.
Okay, Elliot, thanks for joining us. We're going to be talking some more with you in the future, I hope, about small business issues. Thanks for joining.
Thank you so much, Shalom. Take care.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic, the Eden's moving well. No delays inbound. Outbound a little slow. 22 minutes to Lake Cook Road. On the Kennedy inbound, 23 minutes to downtown. Outbound 33 to O'Hare. On the express lane, still some stop-and-go traffic. That's between Addison and Montrose. The Eisenhower inbound is going to be equally slow. 35 minutes to the post office. On the outbound, 41 minutes to Thorndale. Stevenson, not too bad, but still a little sluggish. That's inbound from Route 83 to County Line Road. It's going to take about 35 minutes to Lakeshore Drive in the outbound, a 45-minute trip to I-355, and it's going to be some stop-and-go traffic from the Ryan to Kedzie. Chicago, 75 degrees and cloudy tonight, 54. Tomorrow, 69, and some p.m. rain showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-422-0488. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-422-0488. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488.
With to get down to business with Shalom Klein. Thanks for listening. We've talked a lot about small business, a lot about jobs, a lot about entrepreneurship. And as we've been saying, one of the best ways for people to make their voice heard is to speak up and, you know, to show up too. Showing up is important. So as I just discussed with Elliot, we are bringing a group of small business leaders out to Washington, D.C. for meetings at the White House, for meetings on Capitol Hill, for conversations, intimate conversations with our elected officials about the issues that matter. And we need you to speak up. We need you to come along. Contact me. Get on my website, shalomklein.com. You'll be able to reach out to me. Tell me if you're interested in joining us on May 7th and May 8th. We'd love to have you come out. We've got a diverse mix of people. And let me tell you something. You know, there's no better way to get to know people than huffing and puffing between meetings. I can tell you, when we've gone to Washington, D.C., and we've now done this twice so far, we bring the best group of people together. We have dinner together. We have meetings on Capitol Hill. And running from the Senate side of the Capitol to the House side of the Capitol, it's a long walk, but you get to know people really well. I personally don't golf for business, but I can tell you why people do. I've now figured it out. It's such a recreational, fun thing that people sort of do together. It's different than the typical, I guess, business networking event. And I'm a big fan of those business networking events. But you got to come up with creative ways to meet people. And that trip to Washington, D.C. is going to be one of those ways. So find out more information. The information's on my website at shalomklein.com. On that website, you can also download podcasts from Get Down to Business. You can also connect with me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. And please do send us your feedback on what the issues that you want to hear are. We are going to be joined over the next few weeks with our state treasurer, Dan Rutherford, member of Congress, Jan Schakowsky. We've got a lot of issues. And most importantly, we're going to be talking to the people that are on Main Street, the people that are making businesses grow, as we've been hearing from Paul Miller and Elliot Richardson earlier in the show. These are people that, you know, small business is the driver of our economy. Small business is the largest employer here in the state of Illinois and really throughout the country. And it's a big issue. And really the best way to grow your small business. I'm a big fan, as everybody knows. Everybody who knows me knows well in the world of networking. So I started an organization called Jewish B2B Networking. So let me share with you, you know, a few of the tips that I've seen, information that I think people really should know about. As you get out there and you network. Well, first of all, when you get out there and you network and you go to an event and you build your network, you get out there, you talk to a lot of people. Building your network isn't just about the immediate gain. It's important to have a wide network of different professionals so that you can always refer people to professionals that you know. I can't tell you how many times a friend comes over to me and says, hey, do you have an attorney for me? I have this issue popping up, an LLC issue, as we've been talking about before. I have this business issue. I have something going on. I have a house closing. You know, send me an attorney. And I always have somebody handy. I've built that network. And you know what? It's like building a business. It's hard work. And you got to find people that you trust. But build your network. It's so important to have that wide network of different people. And let me tell you, friends, the more people you help, even when you have nothing to gain, the more you will find that they will try to help you. Has everybody heard that line, givers gain? It's a mantra that I live by, and it's just so important. Keep that in mind as you get out there and you grow your business. Givers gain. The more people that you help, the more they will try to find ways to help you. And if you aren't the typical extrovert, as some people might refer to me using that term, and I don't find it incredibly derogatory. And, you know, sometimes you find networking events to be a little bit intimidating. You come there and, you know, you go to a happy hour, or maybe it's a breakfast event or maybe even a lunch event, and you get out there and you just don't know how to get out there and just go introduce yourself to people. I've got a tip for you. I've got some advice for you. Try attending your next event with a friend in a different business. So if you're an accountant, go with a lawyer. And you'll feel more confident because you can work as a team as you introduce yourself to new people. So hang out together. Do not hang out on the side of the room and just talk to each other, because you could do that, you know, at home. If you're going to an event, make the most of the event, but team up together and introduce yourself to people. Go over to the person that's leaning awkwardly on the side of the room and isn't talking to anybody. That's the person that you should be talking to. So team up together, build your network, talk to as many people as possible. And as I mentioned, give referrals, make introductions within your network, especially between people that have a similar client base. And as I mentioned, don't hide in the corner with the people that you already know when you're at a party or a business event. Be sure to mingle. Make introductions. Ask the people that you know to introduce you to others. All you need to do is speak up, and people will help. It will make the event so much better for everyone. And as speaking of speaking up, as I said, speak up on the issues that matter to you. Tell me what you want to hear about on future shows. You can contact me at shalomkline.com. And one of the best ways that you can speak up, this show is all about small business. It's all about jobs. It's all about entrepreneurship. Speak up and tell your elected officials what matters to you. Be an advocate for small business. Elliot talked a little bit about Elliot Richardson from the SBAC talked about the ways that the SBAC and partner organizations like mine, like Jewish B2B Networking, are really making a difference and passing legislation, passing bills to make it easier to be in business. And it's not just about business. When business grows, it means there's more jobs to go around. And we all know somebody, don't we? A friend, a neighbor, a family member, somebody that's out of work. And you know, the economy's starting to improve, but really, there's no one recipe for success. I say that all the time. There's no one recipe. There's no one thing that you can do that really will help somebody find a job. But you got to help them. You got to speak up. Our elected officials make such a difference. But all these networking tips hopefully will help you as you get out there to find a job, to grow your business. You're on with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. After the break, we're going to share some more information with you about business and jobs.
Hi there, John Howell. I recently went with CertaPro Painters. I had CertaPro repaint my master bath. This summer, I intend on having them paint the exterior. I'm completely satisfied for a variety of reasons. Number one, they are locally owned and operated. That's very important to me. And yet, CertaPro is North America's largest and most referred painting company. CertaPro knows that color, yeah, that's a personal decision too. Let their color specialists help you the same way they helped me. I was really impressed with their customer consideration as well. They move the furniture, they put it back. When they paint the exterior, they cover the plants and shrubs. If you have pets, they make sure they don't get outside. If the baby's sleeping, they work quietly. It's not just a coat of paint. CertaPro is professional, they're quick, they make sure you're completely satisfied. I know I am. Call them at 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's with a C. 1-800-G-O-C-E-R-T-A. Or go to CertaPro.com. CertaPro.com. CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Hey, we were just talking a little bit about jobs, and we had quite a few conversations today about small business. We talked with Pauly Miller from the Pauly Group about the issues that are likely going to come about over the course of this election season. And hey, we're all bombarded with all the ads and radio, TV. And it's going to be a long election season going into November, but issues really that matter. We talked with Elliot Richardson from the Small Business Advocacy Council about the LLC bill. They're fighting to get the cost of filing as an LLC to get into business as easy as possible to make it as affordable as possible for small business owners. But you know what? As we were just saying, jobs is an important issue too. And one of the things that I always recommend for people in transition is, you know, almost anybody can write your resume. In the future shows, we're going to be talking quite a bit with some career experts. But you know what? One of the things that you can do that will probably be one of the most impactful things that you can do for your job search is write your own job description. Take an hour, write up a paragraph or two. Explain what that perfect dream opportunity would look like. You know, maybe you'll say, I want to work with people. Maybe you'll say, I don't want to work with people. You want to use Excel. You don't want to use Excel. Fill in the blanks. Write up what that perfect job would look like for you, and you'll find it will make the world of difference in helping you with your job search. You'll be able to articulate more clearly at the networking events that we've been talking about who you are, what you do, and who you're looking to meet. If you just send your resume all over the place, you apply online, and we all know the statistics. Most jobs are never posted online. If you just send your resume and apply for jobs all over the place, you're going to find that it's like shooting in a million directions. And when you shoot in a million directions, often, you know, it just land your little pellets. They land everywhere, but none of them will actually hit the target. So my advice for you is write up a job description for yourself. I know that sounds silly. I know you're used to looking at job descriptions from other websites, but write up the dream job for yourself and go find it. You take advantage of tools like LinkedIn. Take advantage of the tools that are out there online. Do research. Go to your local library. Find out about the growing companies in the Chicagoland area. You know, Cranes actually has a great resource for you. It's called the Cranes Book of Lists, and they have the largest accounting firms, largest public relations firms. Find those companies that are really big employers and find your job and network your way in. Go to these events. Articulate yourself clearly. Explain to people who you are, what you do, and who you're looking to meet. You'll find it will make the world of difference. As we've been saying, you can make a world of difference. We are going to Washington, D.C. Get Down to Business is picking up, and we're going to Washington, D.C. on May 7th and May 8th, and we are going to lobby and advocate on small business issues. And as I said, there's no better way to, first of all, meet some great people than getting together on a plane, flying out. We're going to be spending 2 days together lobbying and advocating on small business issues. It's May 7th and May 8th. You can find out more information on www.shalomkline.com. On the website, aside for joining us in Washington, you can also find out about our future guests. We're going to be posting who's going to be on our show next week. You can also download podcasts of our shows, and you can also connect with me on social media. Again, I'm on Twitter at Shalom Klein, on Facebook, and of course on LinkedIn. And, you know, check out the website, shalomkline.com. Also, you can tune in during the week on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m., and you can hear some of these small business minutes of the day. We've got some great information for you that we're going to be sharing on a daily basis. Information, tips, advice, and updates on what's going on with the unemployment numbers and things like that. So listen, tune in daily, 7:30 a.m., to the business minute of the day. You're on with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. We're powered by Tandem HR. Tandem HR is exceptional workplace, exceptional people. Find them at tandemhr.com. You're listening to Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Next week, we're going to be talking a lot more about small business, about jobs. Again, we're powered by Tandem HR, by Everett Wealth Solutions. Thanks for listening. You can join us again next week, Sunday at 6 p.m.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes.
Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local